CliffCentral.com.
Yes, good morning, everybody. It is Monday. We're into the month of February already, and it is Sia Sangweni's birthday.
Yay, very nice,
Sia. Very, very nice. Are you happy?
25 and alive.
25 and alive, damn it.
You had an exciting weekend. I mean, you told us about this on...
Oy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sia's enlightened me.
All right.
I'm not going to tell his story, but I will let you know that his weekend turned out very differently to what he said it was going to be when he said he was going to the silent retreat for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't you start off then? Give us an idea of how your birthday weekend went.
This is a movie. This is like a Steven Spielberg type situation.
So all I know is that I got an email message last night at about 9 o'clock from Sia saying, just a heads up, I don't have my phone. It was stolen this weekend. And I thought, wow, what a shitty silent retreat this must be where people steal
phones. I know.
And I'm really.
And no one can say anything about it.
Yeah, no one really can. No.
You just have to sit there and tolerate it.
So I have such awesome friends because they, of course, knew about my plans, but they were like, look, you are not going to go into your 25th year all alone and in silence. So they were like, go ahead, you do what you want to do, but we want to take you out on Saturday night. And so I was originally going to spend the weekend over at this place, but I just went for the Saturday morning and the afternoon portion and then went back home, had some people over at the house, and then we went out for dinner and
drinks. So you had like a half a day of silent retreat.
Yeah, and you know, I loved it. I loved it. I was feeling this vibe. I thought, you know, this place is it. Like this, I really could
so
have done it.
You're blaming it on your friends that you
had. No, I don't. Oh, yeah. But I'm not, like, judging them horribly. I willingly liked it, yeah.
Okay.
So we went off to Hyde Park, and we were having dinner and late drinks there, and we were having such a great time. It was, like, 2 a.m. Some people had already left. I was, like, chatting to some people. Like, Somizi was even there, and his husband.
He got married last week. Well, he had his other wedding last week.
Oh, my goodness. He's planning a third one. He was telling me on Saturday.
People just, they do not know when to say no.
In Florence, Italy, of all places.
Jesus. Did you see the outfit that he was wearing? I mean,
oh, the opulence is going to continue.
I looked at this thing. I thought, you know, honestly, this guy, I think he's bored. I think life has become boring for him because he's now making shit up to make his life more interesting. Yeah. That's what it looks like to me. It sort of smacks of desperation. But back to you.
Night was dwindling down. Some friends had already left. And then it was time for me to go. So I ordered an Uber. As I'm going down to catch my Uber, I got mugged outside.
Oh, Jesus, that's horrible.
And let me tell you, everything you think you'll do, everything you know, everything you plan, just goes completely out the door in a moment like that. Because these two guys came out of nowhere, it seemed like.
So your Uber car wasn't there yet?
Not there yet. But I thought, it's Hyde Park.
And you've got your phone out.
Yeah, it's Hyde Park Corner, everything, you know.
Were you out in the street?
Yeah, it's well lit, because at that point all the parking lots are somewhat closed. So they come out of nowhere, and one dude had a gun. I'd never seen a gun up close. So at that point, I'm like, I need a diaper change. So I'm freaking out and panicking. They take my phone. I only had like...
Are they speaking to you?
Yeah, I had like... They were demanding stuff. So I had like $20 on me. I had my license and my cards. I had my car keys, which also have my house keys. But like in the process of the whole scuffle and whatnot, they wanted to pull me away. And I thought, of course, trust there to be an Oprah reference in a story like this. In the moment like that, I thought, like, I remembered an episode from Oprah where there was a police
officer
is
like
who says,
God,
this is all I remember.
When she is in a moment of, when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Oprah comes to me.
Like,
speaking words of wisdom.
There was a police officer on Oprah who said, never allow them to take you to a second location.
Right.
Which really makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
If you get attacked somewhere, mm-hmm. and you get pulled off to a second location, it's out of your control, you don't know where you're going, you don't know what's happening, but the attackers know. So I knew that they're taking me somewhere, they know, I don't know what is going to happen, so I start to like bumble, I was like, I'll give you money, I'll give you more money, I'll give you more money. So they like that idea, we go back into the mall, to the ATM, and I swear, in the process...
So now they're walking behind you.
I was shaking so much when we got to the ATM that I blocked my own pin. So I'm like trying to push the keypads, I blocked...
Oh, see, what a horrible thing to happen. Where all your friends have gone by
no,
now?
No, everyone is like all over the place.
What time is this?
Like easily 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning. Oh, blocked my PIN, and they, I think that's when they realized that the students are liability. So they just ran off and they left me. I then like, ugh. Adrenaline starts pumping at that point because you're now like, I need to make shit work. We were still relatively outside. So I just ran down the road. And if you're familiar with that area, just ran down Jan Smuts to a place where I know there are a couple more bars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More well lit. And I know guarantee that the Uber driver's there. So once I got there, really like, thank goodness for this driver. Begged him. I was like, dude, I don't have my phone on me. I don't have anything on me. But can you please take me home and I'll make sure that, you know, you get paid at a later stage. So, yeah, this dude took me home. Got back to the complex. I like used one of our security guys at the complexes. I used his phone just to alert everyone about everything.
Oh my God.
In the panic of it all, I'm trying to also make sure that like my bank is informed by this. I call F&B at that time. I'm stumbling so much, and I know it's protocol and procedure, but there's a verification process when you call your bank to check that it really is you. They're asking me so many questions. In hindsight, maybe I shouldn't have called them at that point, but they're like, do you have a debit order that comes off on the 7th or the 8th or the 11th? I'm like,
you can't remember.
I'm stuttering through it all up until they say, sorry, we can't confirm or deny that it is you. So right now you've failed the verification. I'm like, God, I just want to make sure that my money's okay, that nothing had happened. Yeah, up until that point when the adrenaline also just leaves your body and you realize what had happened, and I just became a proper, proper baby, and you're now just sobbing, and I'm sobbing, and I'm sobbing, and I'm sobbing. My sister came over. I literally spent the whole day just at her place, curled up in the fetal position. But you know what? After all of this, and it sounds so corny and just... fruity and vanilla and flaky, but dude, I'm just glad to be alive.
I think God and Oprah were trying to tell you that you should have stayed at the silent retreat.
I really should have.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, yeah, no phone, and I kind of like it though. So
no, you've got to get a phone, I'm afraid.
We're 25 and alive right now.
You've got to get a new phone.
Yeah. I've ordered one. Will probably arrive on Wednesday or Thursday. Until then, it's just
you'll survive.
I'll be okay.
Happy birthday to our beloved Sia is a message this morning from Lindy.
Thank you.
And here's an interesting message. This is from Jazzy. Jazzy says, "I've been banned from work." Following up on my previous message, which was that her sister had announced her friend from Shanghai was coming to visit. Remember, and she was staying for a week.
Mm-hmm.
She's now considered a risk, as she has close contact with someone from mainland China. So she's been put on 14 days of forced paid leave.
Jeez.
I also had to find an Airbnb for the friend, even though she's not ill. Thanks, coronavirus. Jazz. How's that, huh?
Yeah, that's
Joel. I was listening to a radio show that was interviewing a girl who's stuck there. She's 24 years old. She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she's stuck in her apartment building with... thank goodness, some other South Africans who speak English.
Yeah.
And she's just not receiving the help that she needs. There's a helpline to call. She first called it. It was all in Chinese. Then the radio station actually got involved and tried to speak to someone on this side in international relations.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we're not evacuating yet because it's not protocol yet. And in the meantime, Britain's taken 200 of its people out of there on a plane. And she's just stuck there.
Ooh.
The company she works for is bringing her food and supplies.
This is very scary.
She's not allowed to open the door.
Look, I mean, in perspective, the number of people who died is tiny, and the number of people who've been infected is tiny compared to almost everything that came before it. But it's still a worry because we don't know what to do with this virus. And obviously, people don't die from the virus. They die from the things that happen afterwards, like you get a lung infection or you get, bronchitis or whatever it might
be. Again, affecting mostly the elderly.
Have compromised immune systems, and then everybody goes, oh, no, but it's a virus, so your immune system doesn't know how to cope with it yet because it's a new virus. Yes, but your immune system can help you with a lung infection or the cough or whatever it is. It can't help you with the virus, but it can make you healthier in respect of the virus. So people are nervous, man. I mean, this is the worst thing China could possibly hope for. And it's so funny. It's like, you know, all these people who want governments all over the world to take control of things like climate change and stop humans from heating up the atmosphere and putting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. We can't even stop a little virus. The Chinese government, with all of its authoritarian might, cannot stop this virus from spreading. They can't. It's spreading all over the world, and they can't do anything about it. And you really think that governments are going to be able to pull CO2 out of the atmosphere? I think not. Stop putting your faith in government. You're an idiot if you do. Don't you think? I mean, really.
Yeah, makes sense.
No, I agree to an extent. 50-50. Yeah. I'm 50-50 on the government thing. But, yeah, it's this coronavirus thing's it's an interesting one. But no South Africans must come home. I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
Well, the U.S. isn't letting anyone in who has been to China in the past 2 weeks either.
Oh, really?
Great call.
Yeah. Sure.
Great call.
Yeah, I think you have to. And apparently, people might be carrying the virus and be infectious, even if you can't.
Oh, they're goodness.
Not symptomatic. You know, yeah.
Here's a message. This is from Ruth for Sia. I'm so sorry this happened to you. Glad you're okay, Sia. Shane, please go for some counseling. I mean, listen, running down Jan Smuts Avenue at 2 o'clock on a Saturday night, Sunday morning is not fun. It's really not cool. So you lost your phone, but otherwise nothing else.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I still
can't access my bank account, and I really feel.
Shit.
You know, I've never been one to complain, but I actually called my bank as well again yesterday afternoon. Like, folks, really? This is silly. I know I'm to blame because I blocked myself, but I'm like, I can't access anything.
Yeah, but you can sort that out today.
And your Uber driver must have...
They need me to walk into a branch. I'm like, I've never walked into a branch. And
your Uber driver must have pitched up and you weren't there, so you know that your rating's going to go down even more now.
And your rating was shitty.
You
had the worst rating of all of us, right?
Just to make your day a little bit worse.
I was like a 4.3.
But I've always wondered, my sister's boyfriend actually raised a really good point to me. You know, when you get in an Uber, what do you have to do as a passenger besides not shoot your Uber driver to be a 5-star guy? Like, what do you have to do? What massage his feet? Like, what does it take to be a 5-star passenger?
You need to be there on time. First.
Perfect.
Here comes Leanne because she's like a almost perfect. Well, go ahead.
She's the kid.
She's known to keep them waiting.
She's the kid who sat in the front of the class and went, teacher, Sia's talking.
No, if she said, underline this with a ruler and someone didn't, I'd put up my hand. Miss, Johnny's not underlining with a ruler.
So little exhausting.
Pain in the ass. All right. So yes, how do you keep your perfect score, Leanne?
I don't know. I guess I'm just polite. I don't make conversation on the way to the venue. On the way back, I'm like,
no, they don't
want
to talk to you. They don't want to talk to you.
What's your family like?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Like, I want to get in your car and get out your car. I'm the perfect person. I get in and out. That's 5-star, surely. Like, what does the guy want? A lecture on neuroscience? get me home. Dude. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, you know what? It is just a horrible thing to happen to you, Sia. I'm really sorry. And there are lots of messages from people saying, shame, Sia. We feel bad for you. This one's from, from Riet. She says, I'm so happy to hear your voice and that you're okay. The incident won't hold you back. In fact, you will face life with new determination. Wow. Okay. Well, Riet, I don't know if that's putting it. Thanks for the pressure.
Thank you. That's a lot, but...
I mean, really.
Life-changing.
He wasn't on the front line.
MK says, I wish you a calm day of peace and lots of love.
Thank you, Sia.
And then this is interesting. Some Gulf News highlights. As of Monday, Wuhan virus infected more than 17,000 people globally, according to an official tally. See, here's the other problem. The Chinese government never tell the truth. Like, they lie about the interest rate. They lie about the... the value of the currency. They put out propaganda, basically. So you never really know whether they're telling the truth. And the Chinese government will tell you, no, only 1,000 people have been infected. Meanwhile, it's 20,000.
Mm.
You honestly don't know.
Mm.
This is part of the problem. Anyway, 44-year-old Wuhan resident who traveled to the Philippines is the first known person to have died outside China from the virus. The death toll in China is 361. That's the one we can't trust, right? Number of coronavirus infections already surpassed the total from 2002 to 2003 SARS epidemic, and the World Health Organization has declared it a global health emergency. Hong Kong medical workers have voted to strike. That's from Dan.
Chernobyl-esque vibes in this, where the government's just not telling the truth about the numbers.
They don't. I mean, the Chinese government are well known for not spreading news that is true. That doesn't make them look good.
But they're good at spreading viruses.
evidently. Apparently, Sia, your FNB account gets blocked for 48 hours. Walking to a branch won't help. It happened to me last year, so just let it chill.
Well, nah. That's what I got from one of the agents that I called. They said I'd have to go and do something at a branch. I don't know.
Mm. Happy birthday, Sawyer. I'm sure they mean Sia.
Okay.
Let's hope this year you're less disparaging towards strippers.
I do notice two little specks of glitter on your cheek.
Did you spend some time with strippers, Sia? Did you?
I wish I did, no. I started my day, my birthday, in the same tradition. Wake up early, stream the NFL game so that you watch the halftime show.
Ooh, we got to talk about the halftime show.
Oh, yes. Mm. It was a disappointment in my eyes.
Yeah. Shakira and J-Lo and Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, I thought, was... I'm not surprised. She sounds always amazing.
I do not understand how that woman became a celebrity. I do not understand how anyone thinks that she's special in any way.
Why do you say that?
Which one of the three? None of them can sing.
Demi Lovato.
Oh, okay.
Demi Lovato is not interesting. She's unattractive.
She has some pipes to her, though.
She's unattractive.
No.
I'm telling you now.
Maybe to you.
She sings badly, even though she's got a good voice.
She's got pipes.
Yeah, she does what Mariah and Whitney started, which I fucking hate. I just hate the way people have to take every song and play on every note. She screams a lot of the time instead of just singing. You know, when people do that, when they do that vocal gymnastics stuff, it just drives me crazy. And suddenly I felt, oh, fuck, I'm back on Idols.
I was going to say, what, do you think you're a judge or something?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Demi Lovato. She just irritates me. I don't understand how she became famous.
Oh, wow.
I don't get it.
She's in a very sensitive space right now, Gareth. You need to...
Oh, really? Why?
Tread on eggshells.
Why?
Well, the whole drug thing.
Ah, please. She should be on drugs.
I think Demi Lovato in your books is probably second to Anne Hathaway by people who annoy you.
Anne Hathaway is untalented and uninteresting. Yeah. Her eyes are much too big. Her head is much too small.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a strange-looking creature.
Have you watched the halftime show, then?
I saw a little bit of it because I was doing some research this morning. It's very important.
Then
Shakira and J-Lo did the most porno act. I mean, remember that the Super Bowl's a family thing, right? Kids watch this football as well.
Right.
You can't have these two Latino women doing these insanely sexual things with kids. I mean, I just thought, I don't mind. And, you know, we're very open-minded and we don't give a shit. But if you got kids watching this show, let me tell you, this is nothing. This makes Janet Jackson's nipple slip look like nothing.
But what else have those two got? Neither can sing. Well, and both aren't particularly attractive.
They're both past
what
their prime.
What are you saying about Shakira?
J-Lo's still looking damn fine for a woman of her age. And Shakira's not unattractive. My problem with them is not the same as my problem with Demi Lovato. But let's get to that just now, because there are some important things.
So Shakira's very coach-like.
Anthea coming in a little bit later on, which is good for the money shot. We're also going to be looking at Meet the Minds this morning, where we will be meeting one of the minds. I'll tell you who that is in a short while. You'll be very excited to hear from them. We've got Decrypto Season 2, Episode 10 coming up. And let me remind you that there are still one or two tickets, and I do mean one or two. So you're going to sweep up the last remaining tickets if you get hold of Sia today. events@cliffcentral.com is the email address to send us an email if you want to come along and see Jojo Rabbit. I actually saw a trailer for this over the weekend. Looks fantastic. So I had this ridiculously healthy weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, I, first of all, did not eat anything that was bad for me. I hardly had any meat this weekend, which was nice. Sorry, my microphone's misbehaving.
Were you in control of, you didn't end up going to dinners, were you?
No, didn't have a choice. This is what happened. Friday night I had a family dinner, and then I had some people around in my house for drinks, but it was quite, you know, social and friendly and well-behaved. Then on Saturday I woke up, and I took the day really easy. I didn't do very much Saturday afternoon. I went to gym Saturday night. A whole lot of people said to me, come out and let's go and hit the town. And I was like, nah, I think I'm going to stay in. And I did. It was so nice. Mm. I went to sleep early. I was in bed by like 10:30. And I slept from 10:30 at night. I woke up at 6 in the morning and then went back to sleep. And got out of bed at 9:30, you know. While poor Sia was running down Jan Smuts with no phone and you're probably screaming like someone putting out the flames on his back.
Surprisingly didn't, eh?
I'm proud of you, Sia. But I was fast asleep, so I was none the wiser. If Sia had called me on Saturday night, I wouldn't have been conscious. I would have been no use to you, I'm afraid.
Okay.
So I woke up on Sunday feeling fantastic and went off to gym, and then I decided in the afternoon I was going to have a little nap, which I didn't do because I'd slept so hard the day before, the night before. And I had just a really nice lazy day.
Mm.
So I'm feeling good after the weekend.
I was
refreshed.
On Saturday I had a realization moment where I was parked outside Arthur Bales.
What's that?
None of you will know what it is.
No, what is it?
It's a wool shop.
A wool shop?
Yes, they sell wool and fabrics and crocheting stuff. And I was taking my aunt shopping on Saturday. And
she likes to knit.
Well, she actually makes money off of it. I mean, she crochets a blanket. It sells for like 1,700 rand.
Wow.
She's really got a talent.
Hmm.
But it was their sale. And right. It was heaving with women going in to buy their stuff. I was sitting waiting. I didn't dare go in. And I just realized that I needed to improve my weekend quality.
Were you the youngest person at that shop?
Yes.
Ah, there we go.
So there was a red. I need to do something different every weekend.
How did you find yourself in a wool shop and not scream and stab yourself with knitting needles?
I stayed outside.
Yo, that's a horrible thing to happen to anyone who doesn't feel old and is not finished
but
with
look,
life.
They've got hobbies. I don't have a hobby really, so they went up on me in certain instances.
Yeah, I'm not jealous of that. Oh wow.
Like, where is a wool shop? Where do you put that?
It's one in Linden.
And how much parking do you need for a place like a wool shop?
It's full.
That's
all the time. And also wool and knitting stuff, and even that huge wool that you knit with your hands and you make those huge chunky blankets. That's become a thing with Instagrammers and millennials.
No, sure. I mean, I'm not going to disparage it like Mbulelo is now, because he's rude about these things.
It's mental.
Yeah, you see? He's very rude about it.
You have to add that to the list.
Add that
things
to
the list. Wool shops.
Happiest of birthdays to you, Sia. Let's go undercover and return the favor by mugging some old people.
No.
That is from Pihleng. Happy birthday, Sia. Lots of messages rolling
Thank
in for you,
you,
Sia. That's from another Sia. And Sia, did you die?
Did you die, though?
As a South African, you need to harden up a bit. Kidding. I hope you're okay, Carl.
You know, these are the type of messages I was already expecting. And also,
people are so sympathetic, aren't they?
In the process of it all, you know, when those, we were like walking towards the ATM with these guys, and I was thinking, okay, if they were to like do something to me, how would I defend myself? And all I could think about was punch them in the throat, or punch them, knuckle them in the forehead, punch them in the throat, knuckle them in the forehead. I'm like, no, you can't do that. Someone messaged a while ago. They're like, see, you clearly don't fight, because you can't. If you were to try to punch someone in the forehead, you break your hand. So I was like, oh, fuck, it's done with me.
Shame. Yeah, you know
it's
what?
Done.
Well done for surviving it, because in that space of time, and I don't care how hardcore you are, I don't care what a big, strong guy you might be.
Yeah.
In that moment where someone's got a gun, and it doesn't matter how strong you are, it doesn't matter how smart you are, anything could happen, and you are entirely in their hands.
Yeah.
And I think you were smart to do what you did. And it's just a shitty thing to happen to anybody, but especially well done to you for handling it.
Look, and
I mean, that's really good.
As well, it's such a toss-up. Leanne and I were talking about this before the show. I have find my iPhone, and I know where the phone is. Well, yesterday when it was switched on briefly, but it's like, is it even worth it
I've
to follow up on
recent,
that or open up a case? Or
I had a recent incident, and I didn't even end up reporting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But now, would there not have been CCTV cameras?
But I thought as well, and then what? Do I want to actually keep on
pursuing this? Yeah.
No, you don't.
So anyway, yeah.
Let it go. Let it go.
Like frozen.
I don't even know how the rest of that goes. All right.
Demi Lovato would know.
Yeah, Demi Lovato. Apparently there was one very funny Ellen DeGeneres commercial, which was on at halftime. You know, people pay the most for a Super Bowl commercial because you have the most people watching.
Yeah, I think it's $5 million for 30 seconds.
That's it. Huge money. Okay, and that's not just the cost of flighting it, let alone the cost of making a commercial like that. And there's huge competition. The ad agencies all line up, and they try to get those Super Bowl commercials because they make it big. They take it to production facilities. They get these stars like Ellen to do them. Costs a fortune to make it. They don't tell you how much that costs.
And her wife was in a Porsche, so that would have been double expensive.
That's right, because she's not even, she doesn't want to be seen anymore. You hardly see the woman. All right. Here are some headlines for you. The five things you need to know this morning. 500 law enforcement officers will be deployed later this month to crime hotspots in Cape Town.
Good.
Yes, they are on parade, and the Western Cape government is tightening its safety plan in a bid to fight crime. 500 law enforcement officers will be deployed. The initiative will see 3,000 safety officers and 150 investigators trained and deployed over the next 3 years. On Friday, officers signed their employment contracts with the City of Cape Town. Western Cape MEC for Safety Albert Fritz said the deployment of the first 500 officers would take place in communities most affected by violence. Now, interesting that this is being undertaken by the Western Cape government, because obviously the National Police are not doing anything for them. So it's now become an issue of, you know, well, we're not getting enough policemen from the National Police Service, so we're going to have to get our own, employ our own, and we'll pay them out of the provincial budget. So, I don't know what this means for the other provinces. Maybe they'll catch on and go, we should do this too, but maybe not.
Yeah, and also it's not a permanent solution, this.
No, but it's at least they're trying to do something, which is more than you could say for some of the other people in government in this country. All right, who had some load shedding over the weekend? Me.
Weird, because I was meant to, my street group on WhatsApp said, and I don't know if it was just for my area, but City Power would exclude City Power account holders from the load shedding.
Oh.
So it was saying that I was load shedding, but I wasn't because I'm an account payer.
Yeah, I had a lot of load shedding. I had it twice a day on Saturday and Sunday.
So we didn't have load shedding. We understand that ours is just a power outage, which is different from load shedding, apparently.
What's the difference?
Well,
unplanned power outage.
Eight hours straight.
Oh, God. See?
And I've had it since, I think, Thursday. 8 hours Thursday. Now,
I don't know how, you know, if it's an hour or two, even though that's awful, and I'm not going to give government a free pass, because Eskom is a disaster because of the ANC, right? There's no two ways about it. ANC have mismanaged and politically interfered in state-owned enterprises to the point where all of them, every single one of them, is a complete unparalleled clusterfuck. And Eskom, chief among those. Eskom is also the reason, as Anthea has told us so many times in the Money Shot, that we have the rank that we do with the big agencies, Moody's and Standard & Poor's and all the rest of them. Because Eskom is a huge albatross around our necks. Now, if, and again, I'm going to say no free pass to government, but if we have 1 hour of load shedding a day, different times, different places, blah, 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 and that is the time they need to be able to spread this power around, do some maintenance, reconfigure the system, whatever it is, if we know between 1 and 2 we don't have power, we can plan around it. Let's get that going. Now, they've got this new CEO. They've got the new COO. Get your shit together. Tell us what's going on, and we can figure it out.
Mm,
and
it's so not I don't want to be
it's
them.
It's not the end of the world, though, if you know it's an hour, right?
Mm.
More than that, you're taking the piss.
It doesn't really give them... It might not give them enough time to work on a substation.
Well, they've got to figure out... It's not substations. In this case, it's trying to spread what little power there is around. Mm. So they've got to get their act together.
So this is what I got. Media release from City Power. No stage 2 load shedding for City Power customers.
Hmm.
So even though Eskom announced that there was going to be stage 2 load shedding, City Power customers will not be load shed due to extra capacity available.
Oh.
So City Power receives about 90% of its electricity from Eskom, with 10% coming from Kelvin Power Station east of Johannesburg. So it obviously was in my area specifically. But that happened, so I wasn't load shed at all.
Well, okay. I mean, this is also from Sean. He says, I'm also under City Power. They didn't shed their customers. Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Oh, that was the name of the pizza joint in which movie was it?
So they said that stage 2 rotational load shedding would continue until Thursday. Load shedding would start on Sunday and then resume again, blah, blah, blah. While rotational load shedding is unavoidable in an effort to minimize the impact on traffic, we will endeavor to provide a break in the load shedding from 6 to 9 each day in the week where possible. Customers are advised to check their load shedding schedules on the Eskom website or municipal websites depending on who supplies them. We regret that load shedding has a negative effect on South Africa. Critical maintenance is being done to units on planned outages as well as those on unplanned outages to ensure timeous returns to service. That was the official word from Eskom. So if you have been wondering, now you know. Blessing Veni's first brush with the law in South Africa came in 2017 when he allegedly used a false passport to apply for asylum. For his immigration fraud counts alone, he could face up to 15 years of imprisonment. If proven, that bureaucratic bungle will have cost 2 lives and a criminal trial involving 12 counts. There's assault, there's intent to do grievous bodily harm, robbery in aggravating circumstances, and cold-blooded murder. Well, why am I telling you this? Because he is the guy who's accused of the Cape Town mountain murders.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's going on trial this week. Now, we know that there are horrible people who go around and they take out these hikers, these cyclists, these mountain bikers. And this was a particularly ugly situation. This guy's name is Beveni, Blessing Beveni. And he is now 36. He began his crime spree on the trails of Table Mountain in October 2017 when he allegedly attacked cyclist David Bucklow as he crossed the Silver Mine Bridge in Fishhook. According to the indictment, already before the High Court, Beveni, standing on the bridge, kicked out at Bucklow, causing him to almost fall off the bridge. And he's been involved in a number of other attacks. So he's accused of striking at these people many times. And he is going to go on trial. Guilty verdict on multiple murder and robbery charges could put him behind bars for between 20 years and life. Mm. Hmm. Indeed. All right.
Horrible person.
I know. What a piece of shit. Really. I mean, what a piece of human debris. And then, I don't know if you saw this, but Sudesh Aman is 20. He was released a week ago after serving half of his sentence for terror offenses. He was under active police surveillance. And then there was this attack on the Streatham High Road, which police believe to be an Islamist-related terrorist incident. So it turns out it was this guy, Sudesh Aman. They just released him the other day, and this is what happened. I mean, unbelievable. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the government would announce further plans for fundamental changes to the system for dealing with those convicted of terrorism. He said the government had moved quickly to introduce measures strengthening its response to terrorism, including longer prison sentences and more money for police, following the attack at Fishmongers Hall near London Bridge in November. At the time of this guy's release, there were concerns about the danger he might pose to the public, but there were no legal mechanisms to keep him in prison. Mm. Given November's attack also involved a convicted terrorist released in mid-sentence, it's just unreal that these guys get let out.
Yeah,
I reckon terrorism, sorry, we just do what you would have done to those victims. We just take you out of the system.
The chances of them having reformed or changed their minds in prison is really low.
It's just crazy, right? I mean, this is all in the Streatham High Road. It's remained closed and a cordon's in place, enhanced police patrols in the area, and they're investigating everything. But it turns out that this guy, this Sudesh Aman, is the guy behind it. He was released just a little while ago.
Mm. Big mistake.
That's wild.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. And then the last thing you need to know this morning is coronavirus. Wuhan's 1,000-bed hospital, which was built in just 8 days, is one of two dedicated facilities being constructed to tackle the outbreak. China's struggling to deal with the virus. More than 17,000 confirmed cases and 361 deaths.
Hmm.
That's if you believe the figures out of China, but that's what we've got.
Yes. So they build a hospital in 2 days.
8 days.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, you can actually see the like stop motion video for it. It's unbelievable.
Crazy, right?
That's insane. We can't even build a hospital in 5 years.
I know.
I mentioned a twist which we didn't get to in this whole coronavirus thing on Friday, and that's that a woman in Italy, because you know Europeans have even been buying protective masks.
Mm-hmm.
One Italian woman found that the one that she had bought came from Wuhan. Yeah.
The irony.
Made in Wuhan. And once all of this was raised on social media, Wuhan have actually recalled the products.
Sure.
But yeah, that's the last thing you want to see on the packaging, made in Wuhan.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. You know what it is? It's time for Anthea. And the money shot. And
all the hardness.
Anthea, what do you got for us this morning?
Such a wonderful voice.
Isn't it great?
That's the one recorded by Demi Lovato.
Yes, Demi Lovato did it specially for you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so talk about coronavirus. It seems to have spooked the market as well. Asian shares were down 7% at one stage this morning. And the panic is hitting like across the board. You know, obviously travel companies, airlines, even Apple is closing its store in China. And in fact, 2/3 of Chinese businesses will remain closed this week. And then I think this just leads to a general expectation of a slowdown in the economy, which has seen all the markets come under pressure. The only sector that has really been spared was biotech, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So some companies already working on vaccines and drugs, obviously. VIR, biotechnology, was up 110% in the last month. Jeez. And then Novavax was up 87%. And then those are the kind of the two companies that have really benefited. And then Morgan Stanley seems to be quite bullish on two other companies, Moderna and Regeneron, which they seem to indicate they've got plans to develop a vaccine and produce antibodies against the virus. And I believe we're weeks away from it. So,
yes.
I don't know what that means in terms of how many people will be affected. And I believe the fatality rate is only 5 or 3% or something. But the growth rate of the infection is like between 10 and 20% a day.
Oh, my God.
Which I think if you kind of work the, we know a bit about compound interest, right? If you work out compounding that, like just every week, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
So that's quite scary. Our market took a real smack, and the Rand had a little bit of a puke last week. And also just because of this coronavirus. And of course, the load shedding didn't help.
Oh, what delightful times.
That's, yeah.
So the Rand broke through 15 against the US dollar, although I see a few minutes ago it's pulled back to 14.98. And this is the real impact, because last week I was trading for a client who took his full foreign investment allowance offshore, which is 10 million rand. And the euro we traded at 16.15. Last night I checked, the euro was 16.65. Mm-hmm. That's 300,000 rands worth, more than 300,000 rands. Well, obviously he saved the money because he bought when the rand was a little bit stronger against the euro.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the real impact the weaker rand has. An example, really.
Right.
And then fourth quarter earnings reporting has started in the U.S., and it's all about tech funds at the moment. And so the first one, I must tell you, Elon Musk added $2.3 billion to his fortune in 60 minutes on Wednesday after Tesla reported stronger than expected fourth quarter results. Tesla is now, by the way, the second largest by market cap or value company, if you like, in the largest automaker in the world, just having overtaken Volkswagen by breaching $100 billion worth. Mm. I mean, Toyota's like way ahead still. And Musk himself owns a fifth of Tesla's stocks, so that's quite exciting.
Yeah.
He currently receives no salary or bonus, by the way, but if he carries on like this and kind of delivering on the way he does, he's finally eligible to unlock his first tranche of bonus, $50 billion worth.
It's quite a nice amount. $50 billion.
Yeah, not bad if he carries on with this trajectory of delivering.
So that would suddenly escalate and skyrocket his own personal fortune.
Sure.
In a big way. I mean, 50 billion is... That used to be where the richest man in the world was once. You know, 50 billion is now halfway, I think, if you look at what Jeff Bezos is worth.
I'm actually just trying to think, because Amazon also reported last week, and somewhere
these rich guys are skyrocketing.
It's fabulous, right?
Mm.
So Jeff Bezos' fortune last week was $124.2 billion because of the shares of Amazon.
Yeah.
So Amazon also, yeah. So that puts Musk kind of halfway.
It's amazing. Really. It's a huge amount of money.
It is.
Just extraordinary, isn't it?
You know, it's such a difficult one because, you know, they're really, even though the company is now the second largest automaker in the world, they really are not producing. I mean, their actual earnings per share is a loss. So they're making a loss to shareholders like you and me. And a lot of people are like, oh, but we've missed this run in the Tesla share price. But actually, like, if you asked me if I was going to invest client money into it, I don't know if I could. And I love Elon Musk. And like, I just like the fact that he breaks the mold as a CEO. He's not traditional and he does stupid white boy dances in China.
And those cringe-worthy dances.
And bad tweets.
And bad tweets. Oh. And just all sorts of...
It's him and Theresa May just really up there for cringe-worthy dancing.
But can we at least take a moment to appreciate what he calls his cars, right? S3, X, and Y. I mean, that's very sexy, right?
I get that now.
Yeah, so that's very cool.
Lights just gone on.
Yeah, and then at the same time, in fact, I tweeted about this last night, so hopefully the president will pick this up. But Toyota, which is the largest automaker in the world has said last week, on Friday, said that it was investing an additional 4.2 billion rand into South Africa and creating 1,500 jobs. So I tweeted saying, please can we just phone Elon and ask him to open a Tesla factory here?
Mm.
It's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anthony, I'm surprised you don't have him on speed dial.
Elon or the president, Thea?
Both.
Elon, just like, hey, Evan.
It's not my decision to call him.
Does speed dial even exist anymore? Just wondering.
Yes.
Does
you've
it?
You've got your Siri. List of, yeah. Well, I
like favorites, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
I mean, you use
checking.
Those for, like, family. And
do you really? I don't.
You don't?
No.
Don't have anyone in your favorites list?
Oh.
Oh, maybe that's the problem.
Oh.
Right, moving on swiftly.
Tell me about Facebook.
Yes, because they also reported they beat estimates both top and bottom line, so kind of revenue and net profit. But, and on top of that, they announced a $10 billion share buyback. So you would have thought that the share price would rally, but actually the share fell 7%. I think it was Wednesday as well, because analysts spotted a 51% increase in expenses to $46.7 billion as expenses for the quarter. We're talking about the quarter, by the way, right? Revenue for Facebook for the quarter, for the 3 months, was $21.08 billion, which is up 25% from a year ago. That's over 300 billion rand that Facebook is generating in revenue every 3 months. And I know I asked you this, and I probably ask every 3 months, but has anybody bought anything on Facebook?
No, not me. Do you, you know anyone who has?
I actually know there are like two people who now use Marketplace so often.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well then that's the exception.
That's where by the convenience of it.
Because the other thing that we watch quite carefully is the average revenue per user. So to see how much people are actually spending. And it's $8.52. So it's up a little bit from 8.38 the previous year. Okay. But that's what? 128 rand a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And none of us are spending. So somebody out there is buying. Anyway. It was interesting to hear what the Zuck had to say on his call to analysts. And I must say this, a couple of things. Like, he says, we remain focused on building services that help people stay connected to those they care about, which is very sweet.
Yeah, but we've heard that before. And, mm-hmm. and he likes to use the word community.
And then Facebook is preparing for an, in inverted commas, intense year. That will include the 2020 U.S. elections. He probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
And then my goal for this next decade isn't to be liked, he says, but to be understood. Because in order to be trusted, people need to know what you stand for.
Oh.
I just like, okay.
Nice.
That is
bring
just
out the violence.
Exactly. Yeah. And then on a day when the S&P 500 fell the most since October, Jeff Bezos added $7.9 billion to his fortune.
That's nice.
Because Amazon also reported better than expected results. He owns about 12% of Amazon. And he's worth, what did I say earlier on, $124.2 billion.
Sure.
And then Mackenzie owns 4%. And
that's
her
the ex-wife.
Yeah, and her net worth is $40 billion.
Oh, my God.
Have I missed my opportunity to marry rich? I mean, like,
yes.
Is it too late for me? Damn. Okay, you guys will have to do it. You good-looking young people will have to do it.
I think I'm too old. I don't think
I'm... Yeah, no, we're right at
I'm past this now. You know, when you're 25, you just...
Oh, my God, it's so depressing.
Over the hill now.
Okay, well, if anyone else gets married and gets married to a billionaire, then, you know, good for you. At least you got the idea from us, and good luck. Godspeed.
And always remember, sharing is caring.
Yes. Bring back some of that for us. All right.
Not much happening back home. Only Sasol, they published a trading statement on Friday looking absolutely shocking. Earnings per share expected to be down between 68 and 78% for the first half of their results. I mean, there were no significant impairments, and there's a glimmer of hope because their net debt to EBITDA still remains below 3x, which is decent, but the share did fall 7% on Friday. And then lastly, this morning, we've got Tongaat starting to trade again after its suspension last year. So I'm not sure who's going to be buying it, but I'm sure there'll be a couple of people trying to sell. After
Robert says he spends up to 4,000 rand a month on Facebook ads. It's probably a small number of users that make up that spend, because bigger businesses probably spend hundreds of thousands a month. Hmm. There we go, Anthea. You wanted to know from someone who'd spent. Mm. Yeah.
There we go. Well, that's
amazing.
Gives us the right average.
All
right.
I don't know.
Thanks very much, guys.
Okay, wait. There's a question for you. Morning. Please can you ask Anthea if we could set up a fund so we can all pull together and invest in the Maluku Safari Lodge? I don't think many of us could afford the 1 million rand needed to invest. Thanks, Emma.
What's the Maluku?
I don't know anything about that, but there we are. Mm. No, don't worry about it. It's obviously something that Emma knows about that the rest of us don't. We're all stupid. Emma, we'll look it up. We'll inform ourselves so we're not so embarrassing. Thanks, Anthea.
While we're talking to our consumers and investors, I must just remind you, you've got 25 days to top up your tax-free savings account. You're allowed up to 33,000 rand per tax year.
Yes.
So that's not a bad idea. Right?
Anything to save some tax.
Mm. Exactly.
Good idea.
Everybody should have at least that.
All right, there we go. So if you have a tax-free savings account somewhere, or if you've been sent some advertising around that, it might be worth looking into, even if it is only 33,000.
Yeah, I'm going to call Anthea for that advice.
Yes, that's who you should call. Who are you going to call?
Call Anthea. Dun, 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 dun. No, sorry, that was becoming the A-team.
You went
the
Baracus.
A-team theme song.
God, all right. Okay. So much to get to this morning. We do have some special things lined up for you. Apart from our premiere this week, which you can come and attend, free popcorn and Coke. You can come and join the team, get to see Jojo Rabbit 2 days before everyone else, but you need to email events@cliffcentral.com. So get in there ASAP. All right. And by the way, if you ever do want to get hold of Anthea, just send an email to info@cartesian.co.za. She's got free advice for this month only. How's that for something?
Yeah, you don't just sing and she appears. No.
Hell no. Meet the Mind, Season 1, Episode 5 on the way. And also, a little later, some exciting stuff for you from Luno. When we get to The Future of Crypto, Season 2, Episode 10 of Decrypto. We have a busy morning ahead for you. What do you have on your menu, Leanne Moll?
Well, I was very interested in what was happening this weekend on YouTube, because a South African-born YouTuber set up Katie Hopkins.
Oh, I saw this. This is fantastic.
Yes. So I've got a little clip to play for that. For her to win a Cunt Award.
Okay.
Let me just tell people who don't know. Katie Hopkins is this extremely right wing
opinionated.
Yeah, she's
vile.
Just, yeah, she's nobody's favorite. There's no other way to put it. She's just nobody's favorite. And she went all the way to Prague. She believed that she was being given a serious award, and she went all the way to Prague only to be scammed and set up as a total moron and basically be ripped off.
Wow, so I've got her acceptance speech for us to listen
to.
That's
great. We'll get to that.
Yeah, and then some Schengen visa changes that South Africans need to know about.
Okay.
And then we kind of missed it because it was yesterday, but it was the first global palindrome day in 909 years.
How exciting.
So I'll explain all of that as well. Good.
Thank you very much. All right, all that and more on the way. Bulelo, have you got some sport for us?
Yeah, just before we get to the end of part one, Gareth, let's talk about the biggest event, arguably this year, in world sport.
Bring it on.
Super Bowl. Yeah. Kansas City Chiefs are the Super Bowl champions. My guy, Patrick Mahomes. I'm calling today, I told you so, Monday, Gareth.
Why?
Because I told you so.
Oh.
I said Mahomes would win. I said Novak would win. We'll start with Mahomes, though. He became the second youngest starting quarterback to ever do his thing in the Super Bowl. 31-20 for Mahomes. And the Andy Reid, if you haven't seen him, right, he's like this massive looking. He looks like Father Christmas,
yeah,
the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Nobody hates this guy. He's so cool. And there's these really, really cool videos on YouTube. So great for Mahomes, who's the next guy now. Brady's done. So the dynasty's over in New England. Mahomes is in town. His track team took it to the 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo throwing a horrendous interception and costing his team. So 31-20, congratulations to Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, the new guy. In Australia, Serbia's finest. My guy, Novak Djokovic, moved to 8 titles in Australia at the Aussie Open. He is now out alone. He's got 8, and he beat Dominic Thiem in a what the Americans call a slobber knocker of a final. Went 5-6.
Slobber knocker.
Slobber knocker.
Oh, look at that. It's a slobber knocker.
Oh, my God. Novak Djokovic. Slobber knocker.
Oh, God. How annoying.
So they went 5 sets. That was an unbelievable game. For those who got up for it, it was worth it all the way.
Elizabeth Warren must be so excited that the Chiefs won. I mean, those are her beloved tribe, right? It's her beloved, that's her tribe that she's from.
It is, it is. She's Pocahontas reinvented.
Congratulations, Elizabeth Warren.
It's a wonderful thing to see your people succeed. But yeah, Novak's done it. He's moved to 17. He's now 3 behind Roger, 2 behind Rafa Nadal. And, of course, in the ladies, a young American, 21 years old. The ladies' game has moved on from Serena, as I said, Sofia Kenin. If you haven't heard of her, she absolutely smoked it. 6-1, 6-1, straight sets, and she is your new Aussie Open champion. And in the football, of course, yesterday, Tottenham Hotspurs. It was bittersweet because I don't want Liverpool to win the league. They have the most annoying fans in the world, but it's over now. Because yesterday, Man City failed the world. Tottenham Hotspurs, 2-0, Jose Mourinho special. On the counter-attack, they went and did it, and they've defeated City. 22 points now. Liverpool are now 8, I think it's 6 victories away from being crowned champions for the very first time in 30 years. So, terrible news for those of us who love football, but to Liverpool, congratulations. I think it's yours now. And if you love rugby, what a weekend for our South African team. Siya Kolisi and the boys. The Stormers, I said it was the game of the weekend. Only one Barrett brother pitched up and it didn't work. And nearly a shutout there. The Stormers were unbelievable in Cape Town. John Dobson, congratulations. You look like you finally built a team in Cape Town. They haven't had one in forever.
Oh, yes?
In forever. They were unbelievable this weekend with the Stormers. Sia and the boys, for the first time, have a tight 5, for goodness sake. Great back line. And I think now we know, Damian Willemse, stop mucking about and putting him at fullback. He showed you. He's the next fly half for South Africa. So, John Dobson, keep it up down there. Gareth, that is it for the sport.
All right. Thank you very much, Mbulelo. It is Monday morning, cliffcentral.com, a brand new month, the month of February. Cliffcentral.com.